iHeartRadio.com or the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, live from Whiskey River, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
All right, welcome to a new installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're up here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. A lot of Iowa State fans here tonight. Some probably because of us. There's a big Iowa State wrestling function going on here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. So encourage you to stop out and you can meet Coach Dresser. He's out here hanging out. It's a big fundraiser for the program that's going on tonight. Next week, next Thursday, we will have our Cyclone Fanatic annual basketball tip-off party out here at Whiskey River. Look forward to that as well. Want to thank our sponsors, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim Mullins will be in for picks here in segment number two. I'm joined tonight, not by Bloom, not by Stansberry, but by the Rob Gray. What's up?
The grizzled veteran.
The grizzled veteran makes his return to KXNO. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right. We're outside broadcasting tonight because it's so packed here at Whiskey River, and that's okay. It was going to be too loud where we normally broadcast, but it's a little bit frigid out here. It feels like it's late October.
Yeah, we're getting that icy, not quite icy, but that brisk and kind of slightly uncomfortable wind blowing through here.
That's all right. I don't know about you, Rob, and I don't know how this could even be possible for a guy like me, but I'm a little bit tired of talking about Iowa State's win over Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done with it.
Well, just like the players and the coaches, right? I mean, I think that concerted effort to move on and compartmentalize everything,
yeah,
you could see it in the way the guys talked, and obviously Campbell made comments that media that traveled to the game were able to note, and you told me, you told us on Monday, reiterated all that too. So I get it. You know, it's exciting to think about what can build off of that win rather than, oh, it's that, you know.
Yeah, I sent out a couple of texts today to people inside of the program, and because I'm like, hey, how's practice gone? I was just curious. I wanted to know how practice this week after a giant win like that had been. Really good responses from all the guys. Now, again, if it had been terrible, I'm not sure that they would have told me that anyway. So I don't know how much credence to put into that. I do like, though, you know, Campbell always uses the term player-led team, that's where the true leadership comes from. And from that standpoint, I mean, you've got some guys, Lazard and Lanning, to name two, that they've never been to a bowl game.
Yep.
You know, they've relatively had no team success during their 10 years at Iowa State. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like those guys have lost so much that they're not going to take any game for granted.
Well, yeah, a total of 10 wins. I mean, 2 wins, 3 wins, 3 wins. I mean, that's what it gets to. And for seniors like that, Allen obviously played as a true freshman, Joel redshirted. Yeah, you want to see that happen for them because they've given so much to the program. Landing with the switch, Lazard with all the records, and choosing to become a legacy athlete at Iowa State. And how amazing to follow in his father's footsteps, not only at having a great career at Iowa State, but becoming what has to be the only father-son duo to win against Oklahoma, given that lopsided series in history. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. The only father-son duo.
I mean, there's a chance maybe it can be done football, basketball-wise,
okay,
with the Condits.
Yeah, yeah, but the Condits are now in the conversation.
But, you know, I asked him about that, and obviously he was touched by it. And it's great that his dad, Kevin, was able to be at the game, too. And
oh, I didn't know he was actually there.
Yeah, okay. He said he just hugged him and congratulated him. I mean, that's a moment that, you know, that's a moment that I'll never fade in their memories, I'm sure, even though the game has to be put in the back burner now.
Yeah, I wondered how on Tuesday – I knew how the coaches would be. I wasn't up there. You were up there covering practice on Tuesday like you always are. And so I go and do my little one-on-one deal for KXNO and Cyclone Fanatic with Campbell after the press conference. And, like, it's so refreshing – he didn't really want to talk about the Oklahoma game. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because everybody was so excited about it on Monday. And, like, you know, and our traffic was through the roof and all that. But Campbell's is like, no, we're looking forward. And I was wondering how that would rub off onto the players and if it would. Did you pick up on it on Tuesday?
It seems like it absolutely did. I mean, we're seeing that different demeanor that all ties into that process he talks about, how they approach every day, every practice, every moment, every off-season activity. And to a man, you know they were damned excited about all that. And it takes a while for that to wear off a little bit. But now it's all about the opportunity. And it's very, I think, easy once you've won over those guys in the locker room, starting with leaders, a lot of seniors, some newcomers too, get that to spread, to turn it into the excitement of the opportunity coming up that you can't possibly not want to have to try to play a perfect game again, because to win in the Big 12 you almost have to, and get something rolling here instead of just, hey, this was a big high point, but then we lost game X, we lost game Y, should have won, You know, you've thrown that stuff aside for a while. Now you need to make that a trend versus just a blip.
Yeah, definitely. Rob Gray here with me as we're going to start to dig into this Kansas game just a little bit in a while. You know, it's a weird type of game, too. It's a perfect game to have after. I wouldn't want to play Kansas State on Saturday. This really is the perfect set up for Iowa State to string some games in a row. I mean, find out about Texas Tech. I think we learn a lot more about them as they travel to West Virginia on Saturday. They haven't really played anybody yet.
Yep.
That win that they had at Houston looks less impressive by the week. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I do expect Iowa State to just whoop them. I really do. Yeah. I don't. Even if they don't play great, I think this could be like Akron, where you walk away from, yeah, we didn't play well, but we still won by 24.
Yeah.
One of those type of games. That's what I would predict.
Yeah, I'd predict that as well. I mean, KU's got some talent. You know, they're a lot like Iowa State of the last 4 years. There are some guys that really, you know, the running back, good, really good receiver.
Sims, isn't that his name?
That's the receiver.
Sims, oh, okay.
Sims. Khalil, I'll remember it later because I haven't written it.
But I honestly, I'm terrible. I haven't looked at Kansas.
Their defense is just
Rob. I haven't done a thing for Kansas. I have not touched the Kansas Jayhawks. I do plan on doing a little more research tonight before I go to bed and make my official pick that we'll have up on Cycle and Fanatic tomorrow. But I have not touched them.
You're following Campbell's directive. It's all about us. It's all about what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's probably why you and Jared get annoyed with me at Cyclone Fanatic all the time. we'll touch on that more. I did want to compliment you on your piece on Robbie Garcia. It's on our front page right now. I overlooked guy. I mean, Lanning got a ton of credit over the last week, as he should, for being a good team-first guy and the consummate teammate and all that. Well, what about this Robbie Garcia?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, that was a hell of a story you told today.
I appreciate that. And I was trying to find a way to, because we know you're going to get the Kyle Kemp, you know, and rightly so, you're going to get the feature that kind of traces history.
We need to do something
different,
yeah.
But I wanted to kind of tie all those guys together and include the Lannings and the Lazards by saying, you know, and Garrett Owens. I mean,
yeah.
He's 3-for-3 in that game, and he, you know, has the long and winding road. But Garcia got on the field early in his career under Rhodes.
Not fairly either. No, he had no business
had nobody to throw out
Correct.
There, as you recall. And, you know, he takes all the lumps that you're going to take as a youngster in that position. But he loves playing the position. But Campbell, before the TCU, Campbell told me he was going to be off the travel list, which is, as you're, you know, midway through your junior season, is that, I mean, that you don't want a guy to go through that, you know, have that type of blow to the psyche. So I met with him and basically laid out the process of, hey, I want you to be able to get on the football field. And I think he switched the offensive line. There's a path there for you. And, Garcia said he was frustrated about it at first, but it's like, man, I want to do what these guys say to a man. I want to do everything I can for the team. And that means playing. He kind of grabbed the opportunity with gusto and got in. He got into play. It was a drive that didn't end in anything points-wise, I don't think, but got into like a 17-play drive, played every snap against Texas a month later. And then he competes for and wins the starting guard spot right alongside his roommate Jake Campos there. So it's such a feel-good story, but also indicative of the type of redemption and great opportunity that's all intertwining for this team, you know, that has a chance to erase the memories and of 2-win, 3-win, 2-win, 3-win,
yeah,
and move forward.
Well, Robbie Garcia, I was a little bit concerned. That injury on television Saturday looked really bad. I thought his career was over.
Yeah.
And then he, he comes like the Iron Man run. Robbie Garcia is, he popped right back up and he finished out the game for Iowa State. In that offensive line, I was hard on it early in the year. It's improving. They're following the Tom Manning mold that we saw last year in Ames, game by game, little by little, they get better, and they were a very good line at the end of last year. And I mean, I still don't think, and I think that to a man, if Matt Campbell and Tom Manning were off the record sitting here having a beer with us at Whiskey River in Ankeny, they'd probably be like, yeah, we don't have the horses up front. However, they do have guys who work really hard, and they're just talented and smart enough where they could be a pretty decent Big 12 line. And I'm not in on these guys yet. I'm still a skeptic with Iowa State's offense, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, well, they care about each other, and this is something that's become – it's a mantra, I'm sure, for any coach, but it's demonstrable. You see it on the field. You hear it when the way they talk about one another, and guys light up when I ask them about Robbie Garcia. You know, their eyes light up. You know, that tells you something about this team and the close-knit bond, you know, just ironclad bond that they've built, you know, with Campbell's help. But they had a nice bond under Coach Rhodes, too, especially early on. I mean, that was that same type of magic kind of relationship situation. But it's at a whole different level here. And it was great, as an aside, to see Coach Rhodes in a tough post-game situation really –
that was
express
cool.
His pride and his emotions.
Actually, we had that audio. Sean Jankowski's back there at 1460 KX. So now, Sean, if you're listening, can you chime in, buddy? Do you have that Paul
Rhodes
audio? Yeah, let's listen to what Coach Rhodes had to say.
Oh, it's a tremendous victory. Tremendous victory. Very happy for those kids, especially a young man by the name of Joel Lanning, who played both ways for them. And we recruited, and he selflessly is playing defense when he could have challenged for the starting quarterback job, and then he has to go over and play quarterback for him and plays it well. And I think he was the Walter Camp award winner for the week. And he's just a tremendous young man who never, you know, showed any signs of negativity with the change or what was done with him. So very pleased for a guy like that and all the other kids in the program. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about the Kentucky and Florida series and how lopsided it is and how long it's been. Take a look at the Iowa State Oklahoma numbers and look how lopsided they are. They're ugly. For a team and a staff to finally go get that W, very 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 happy for them.
I love Matt Campbell, but I really miss Paul Rhodes too.
Oh yeah,
that's
the
great
inflection. Ugly. I mean,
the cadence when he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rhodes.
He could tell. He could spin a yarn.
Yeah.
Can still spin a yarn. But
he
And it was so entertaining. And still is entertaining.
I loved his press conferences. He was entertaining in his own way. He actually gave you really good insight. It was hard to catch sometimes. But oftentimes when I'd go back in the early days of Cyclone Fanatic, when I was transcribing and posting the entire transcript of press conferences, like, I actually learned a lot about football from that man and those things, and it was good to hear him. I think, too, back to this year's Iowa State team that really hasn't been discussed probably enough, they've been healthy relatively. I mean, Kamari Cotton-Moya's been dinged up, and clearly Willie Harvey was a big loss on defense, and you need to get him back if you're going to make a run in the Big 12. But they, up front, this is as healthy as an Iowa State team has been up front on both sides of the line. Now, I'm knocking on wood here at Whiskey River, but they really haven't had any injuries.
Yeah.
Have they? Am I missing any?
Not really. I mean
just dinged
Garcia
up.
Got dinged up a little bit.
The redshirt freshman defensive tackle, Johnson, he was out for a while.
Yep.
But, you know, he wasn't really a proven guy going into the season.
Yeah, and I think he was going to be a backup playing lots of snaps, which is where he'll be now too. Usually you did get the Ogie situation, but we knew about that before on the O-line. But knock on wood is right, because those devastating ones that would happen right at the beginning of camp, or maybe both camps, and then you know, guys going down during the season as well. I know they built some depth, but like you said, if we were going to have that conversation over a beer or a fine scotch here with those guys, I'm sure they'd tell you they need a lot more depth. In fact, Campbell has told us that this season.
Well, speaking of a fine scotch, let me one-up you and talk about my friends at Templeton Rye. How about that? How's that for a segue?
Outstanding rye.
Really excited, and I'm always proud to promote one of my all-time favorite brands. That's like Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. Now, this is a little key to my sanity, Rob. On Friday nights, I like to tip back and have a little bit of Templeton Rye. I've actually been doing this for years. I have, like, my perfect amount of – so I got those cubes. So the ice – I don't want water blended.
Are they the big square ones you put in the –
My wife got those for me for our anniversary last year. It's great.
Nice.
But I like to do that. And the good stuff is my go-to drink. It has been for well over a decade. And not only is Templeton Rye from Iowa – but they've got these 4- and 6-year whiskeys now. The 6-year whiskey, have you had one of those?
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Yes.
I had my first one. I polished off that bottle in about a week, but it was really good. And it's super exciting for Templeton right now. They're building this brand new distillery expansion. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished. I can't wait to head up to Templeton to see it in person. So, Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It is Cyclone Fanatic approved. All right, I'm going to kick you off and bring on my friend Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show for like the fourth year running. We're going to make our picks for the weekend. We're going to do that next right here on 1460 KXNO. Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
One more beer for me. Exile needs quality. So savagely. Best beer in all the land. Brewed with a loving hand. From bottle, keg, or can. Exile Brewing. EXILE. For me. EXILE. Let's drink football. Enjoy your exile.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
Aaron Lewis, The Sinner Tour. A special evening with the man and his music. Saturday, October 21st, Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Jefferson, Iowa.
reserve seats on sale now at jefferson.wildroseresorts.com. Natural More at aaronlewismusic.com. New album, Sinner, out now.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. It's a brisk evening out on the patio, and Tim Mullen joins me now.
How you doing, buddy?
Do you guys have those, like, fireplaces?
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Propane, like, fire heaters and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of things to go and buy at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
Yeah, we could use one out here tonight. It's a little, I think, brisk. If the sun was still on us, we'd be good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. Or am I just being a wuss?
I mean, I'm in shorts and not shivering. You're in a sweater and jeans.
I'm cold,
and
man.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. It's an adjustment period. We're in the fall. We're not quite to winter yet.
Yeah, the blood hasn't thickened up yet.
Hasn't thickened up.
That's the problem. What's going on right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, Tim?
Well, I appreciate you asking. We got a lot of good deals going on out there. We still have some good deferred financing going on. We have 20 months over $399. We have 12 months over $199. A lot of good appliance deals going on. 15% to 45% off our MSRP pricing on major appliances.
You know what I like to do when I'm at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive? Yeah. I like to look at the fancy refrigerators.
Yeah, there's some nice ones there, buddy. There's
You could, like, live in those things.
Yep, you could. You know, we got our dream kitchens, we call it, right there in the middle of the store, which is put together by our appliance vendors. And it's pretty much their top-of-the-line stuff sitting there right for you to look at and, you know, dream about having or have it be obtainable if that's what works for you. But there's some really nice stuff out there.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like the we got a floor put in from you guys.
Yep.
Got our flooring done. And it's great because it's that engineered hardwood stuff.
Yeah.
Don't got to worry about it.
No.
Don't have to worry about the dog scratching it.
No.
The kid spills.
And not a little puppy you have.
No. He's a big boy.
He's
75 pounds.
Yeah.
It's my boy Dirks.
Yeah. I was talking to my vet. I think you know her.
Yeah, I do.
And
very well aware of her.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a new puppy, and I took him over there, and she was telling me mine won't get quite that big, but still got like a 60-pound dog on the way.
That's a relief. Yeah. Well, 60-pound, yeah, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big
dog.
I'm
excited about it. So.
Well, check it out, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
Yeah.
You're going to have to start thinking about, like, Black Friday and, like, Christmas season here before too long, man.
It's coming soon, buddy.
It is. Let's get to our picks of the
week.
Now, I did not listen to last week's show because I was at another event for KXNO. I heard that you and Bloom really gave me the business on my 1-9 week previous.
Some things were said. Some things were said. It may have been, you know, if you're listening to Williams for his lead pipe
just
locks,
go the opposite.
You may want to go the other way. Yeah, that was just tough. But I mean, and I think it wasn't 2 weeks in a row or something. I mean, it was.
I've had bad weeks.
It was like 4 wins in 2 weeks or something, I think.
Yeah, so luckily.
I mean, that's almost harder to do.
I was 4-16 in those 2 weeks combined.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing is I started off well.
You did.
On the year.
You did.
So I'm still, like, hanging around.
Well, and Bloom is in his land of mediocrity.
Bloom just,
he just
goes
hangs.
Like,
I'll go 500 every week.
Yeah. And I rebounded last week and went 7-3.
Yeah.
And that's what you went last week. Bloom was like 4-6 last week.
Yeah.
So you're 2 games ahead of both of us right now. You're the only one with a winning record at 23-21.
And I'm not trying to brag about it. I mean, just leading, only one with a positive record. But to me, the thing about Bloom that makes me laugh is he'll hear our picks and just go the opposite to play the odds. Like, he doesn't really believe in that team, but he'll go, I'll do this. And you and I don't do that.
No.
We try to create logic, which doesn't generally apply. And
Bloom doesn't.
And, yeah.
You know why, though? Because Bloom's smarter than both of us in the sense that
absolutely.
He knows that he can't beat Vegas.
Right.
And he's not even going to try.
And you and I both have that dreamer's chance if we can do it.
I was just talking to Adam Gray about that. Like, so I give out my locks every Friday, right?
Yeah.
Here's what's frustrating. So of all my picks on the year, I'm like 6 games over 500.
Okay.
But of the locks that I give out, I'm like 4 games under, or 5 maybe now. I don't even know what it is. It's tough.
Yeah, don't start a Vegas hotline.
No, and I will never try and do that.
Yeah.
Let's start in the Big 12.
Okay.
Because I think a down week in college football, but I think it's a great week in the Big 12.
Yeah.
If you're a Big 12 fan, a lot of good games.
There's some good picks this week, I thought.
I'm a little perturbed, though, that all the good Big 12 games are at the same time.
Yeah.
They're all at 11 o'clock when the Clones play. Let's start off with Texas Tech at West Virginia. the Mountaineers are 3.5-point favorites. Tim, yeah. Where are you leaning on this?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going against all conventional logic here. I'm going with Texas Tech for one reason.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I realize that I shouldn't have a show where I make picks for money either, but I love watching Texas Tech play.
It's
They're
okay.
fun.
That's fair.
And I'd rather root for them.
That's totally fair.
And so to me, I realize West Virginia's defense, and I know that's a bit of a travel, but I just think Texas Tech is a blast to watch.
Hey, you know, their defense isn't bad.
Yeah,
West Virginia. This will be a good game.
Right.
I'm going to go opposite of you.
Yeah.
Here's why.
Because it makes sense. It's a smart play.
Well, no, I don't like the hook, for one.
No, I know.
But West Virginia is a really hard place to play.
Yeah.
Maybe the best home field advantage in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And that flight from Lubbock to West Virginia is a bear.
Yeah.
It's not a place you want to go.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ride West Virginia on that. But well, here's the deal. A really smart football guy by the name of Matt Campbell told me this week, because I was just picking his brain and said, do you think Texas Tech's for real?
Yeah.
He thinks they're really good.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're what, 4-1 now? They got one loss, two losses?
Yeah, they're loss? Sean, can you look that up for us?
I think they have one.
Yeah, but they're
a shootout, I think they lost.
No, they beat Arizona State 52-45, which Arizona State's not any good, so I'm a little bit concerned that they gave up 45 to Arizona State.
Well, they didn't, you know.
And then they won that game at Houston, which
they lost to Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, yeah.
41-34,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a weird game. Did you watch that game?
Yep.
Oklahoma State was in the red zone like four times and came away with nothing.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm a little bit out there, but here's what would make me lean with you.
Yeah.
Is because that line is so small.
Right.
So, like, what's Vegas know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with this.
Well, and honestly, 2.5 would have made me scared, but I'm going with the half.
Okay.
Give me the field goal, and I'll ride with the Red Raiders.
Bloom is taking West Virginia. TCU is at Kansas State. The Horned Frogs are laying 4.5 points. I'm taking – you're giving me Bill Snyder points at home. I'll take the 4.5. I'm going to ride with Kansas State. That line right now, so we took it at 4.5. It's up to like 6 now.
Yeah.
I would take the points. The Big 12's weird this year. There's a lot of parity. Kansas State's pretty good compared to their record. Who are you going with?
You know, every time – last year, really, every time I gave Snyder credit at K-State, he hosed me. I'm not going to lie. At TCU, I still go back to, you know, the games they've played this year where I thought, I mean, you know, look at Oklahoma State and things like that. Where
yeah.
I'm just really impressed with TCU right now. I think that team
is really just
dialed in right now. And I'll, you know, K-State, they are tough at home. It's a morning game, so there's not really hype to it. It's not a big event for their fans or anything.
They're kind of, like, down, too. I mean, they're 1-2 in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, K-State's, you know, that team that – guess what they're going to do? They're going to run the ball at you 50 times and throw a few play-action passes.
Their quarterback's out, by the way.
Ertz is out. That's maybe what Vegas knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I'm happy taking TCU here.
Bloom, in classic Bloom fashion, will bet against the Vampire.
Yeah.
And he will take TCU
in
that football game. Elsewhere in the Big 12 Conference, the Red River Shootout, 2:30 kick. I like Texas to cover the 7.5, perhaps win the game outright.
Yeah, I
look them horns.
This is one I probably looked at the most. I looked at what they've done, who they've beat, and I tried to put some sort of sense of logic to it, and I really had a difficult time. I think this is just a game of momentum, and I'll be honest with you, I think coming off of that loss, I'm going with the Oklahoma has something to prove.
Okay.
I could be as easily wrong on that as right. 7.5. It's a good
totally
chunk.
See that.
It's more than a touch, but and not only that. Do you know who's playing quarterback for Texas this week?
The kid.
It's the Behringer.
Behringer. Yeah.
He's not the other kid.
Bouchel.
Bouchel. Yeah.
Not Bouchel. It's the other guy.
Which, you know, I remember last week hearing, you know, talking about. I mean, even Jared was talking last week that he likes the other kid better than Bouchel. But I'll take Oklahoma here.
Bloom taking Texas as well.
Of course he would.
Elsewhere in the Big 12, final Big 12 game that we will talk about before Iowa State, Baylor on the road at Oklahoma State getting 25.5 points. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I hear Bloom in my head here when I pick this, though. You know, he said a couple times Baylor's going to surprise some people with some wins.
Yeah.
I don't think they win this.
Okay.
But I just think Baylor's better than 25.5.
Me too.
On the road. I think they're starting to get together a little bit. They're getting out of that what are we going to be, you know, funk at the beginning of the season. And that's a lot of points. I know it's at Oklahoma State and they got stuff to prove, but, you know, when you're going to give me that points, I'll take Baylor.
We are all on the same page.
Look at us.
I like Baylor a lot.
Well, Baylor should be scared then.
In this game.
I should turn right around.
Oklahoma State by 31.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Lock.
Yep.
Bloom taking Baylor as well. Let's go to the Big Ten. We'll save Iowa State for last. The Big Ten Conference, Michigan is on the road at Indiana. For me, one of the more intriguing games of the week. I just want to see how Harbaugh and Michigan responds after that rivalry loss.
Yeah.
5.5 points is the spread.
Yeah. This is funny. Strictly because I want them to lose, I'm taking Indiana on this one. I don't want Michigan to win. I'm not a Harbaugh guy. I mean, I like the hype that he gives the Big Ten. It kind of keeps him relevant to a point. But Indiana's been up and down all year, and Michigan coming off a loss like that. Spate's still out, I believe. I mean, I think Indiana has an offense to do this. And this will be their, you know, Super Bowl, so to speak, so far this year. So I'm going to ride the underdog here. I'm going to take Indiana home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan just because I don't think that Michigan's as bad as they looked last week in that game that was a monsoon.
Yeah, it was.
Bloom's taking Michigan as well. But I, you know, I think back to that Thursday night watching Indiana damn near upset Ohio State. I mean, they were with them for 3.5 quarters.
Yep.
That one's a toss-up. But you and I, it's separation Saturday because
we're going one way or the other.
We're going opposite on a lot of these. Let's go to the we'll stay the Big Ten. Ohio State's at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd live to see a day? Because you were really around during the Osborne era.
Yeah.
And probably even the Vanney era.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would see Nebraska as a 24-point underdog at home?
No.
That's what they are to Ohio State.
No, and I'll be honest. I mean, I know they say they don't watch the odds and the numbers and stuff, but if there was ever a time to get a little pride up and feel good about it, it has to be this game. It's at home. It's at Memorial. It's at night. 24 points is just too much for me. I just I think they got enough left in them to not let it be 24 points. So, to me, I'll happily take Nebraska here with the 24.
Bloom's with you. I'm going the other way.
I think it's a blowout, do you?
I mean,
it sure could be.
You like the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Like, how many years do we have to see Ohio State lose a game early, and then they just beat the crap out of all the, like, mediocre teams in that conference
in the middle
of the year?
I think my thing about Ohio State is that I kind of feel the same way about them as I do Michigan this year. I just don't think they're really –
Really?
They're really killing people. I don't know. I mean,
they have in the Big Ten. They didn't early.
Yeah. I just, the way I've been looking at the games and looking at who they've played and what the numbers have been, I they're not 2 years ago Ohio State to me where they're going to have that one loss they shouldn't have and then just roll everybody from there. That's just my opinion. Could be wrong.
You want a bold prediction?
Yeah, go.
They'll still make the playoff.
Well, they're Ohio State and they're Urban Meyer. Even with one loss, you mean?
Yeah.
I think maybe it depends on who that loss is to.
Well,
I think if it's Indiana, that's going to be pretty tough.
No, they've already lost one.
Oh, they have, haven't they?
They lost to Oklahoma.
That's right. I forgot. Oklahoma beat them by like 36-13 or something like that.
Just saying, like, if they're a one loss, now they've still have to play Michigan State, Michigan, and Penn State.
Not if Wisconsin wins out, though.
But they would play each other.
I still think Wisconsin's the cream of the Big Ten. I think they're the most.
I think it'll be one of those. Because, like, I like Penn State a lot, and I think they're playing better than anybody in the league right now. But the schedule, look at it toward the stretch. You could say the same thing about Ohio State.
I think my thing about Wisconsin over Penn State is it's going to start to get cold. It's going to start to get crappy outside.
Man, Wisconsin's schedule is cake.
I know.
That's cake.
What I mean.
They're 12-0 going in the Big Ten title.
Right. Yeah.
Lock.
Yeah. It'll be tough. We'll see what happens there.
Thank you, Sean. Bloom and he will take Nebraska. I'll take Ohio State.
Yeah.
SEC, Auburn, a 6-point favorite at LSU.
Yeah, this is the reschedule game, right? It was supposed to be month ago.
Okay.
I think this was the game that was supposed to be a month ago.
We're all going to unanimously take Auburn here, right?
Yeah. There's no reason I would take LSU here right now with the way they look. I don't know if they lose this, I think Coach O's probably gone.
Well, people, too, like – I think Auburn's way undervalued.
Yeah, I mean,
they've lost one loss at Clemson.
At Clemson, and it was a dogfight. It was like a one-score
game. And they've killed everybody else.
Correct. And that defense is – they're impressive.
They could beat Bama this year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they will. I'm saying, like, it is not out of the realm of possibility.
Absolutely.
They have a good quarterback. They have an insane defense, an elite offensive coach.
Yep.
And Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, I think Auburn's a real good football. And then just LSU is just not LSU anymore.
A little tricky game here for the Miami Hurricanes, I think. I think it's a tricky game. Georgia Tech, Paul Johnson, got the triple option coming into Miami after Miami just finally got off the schneid
against
Florida State.
Yep.
Give me the points. Give me the Yellow Jackets and the points.
Yeah, I looked at both these teams here, and I'm going with the Miami. If they let off the gas at all, they lose their momentum. And I just think they got the weapons right now to go ahead and take this one.
You're smartly playing the hooks in the right way today.
I know that Georgia Tech's triple option, but to me it's like playing K-State. There's not going to be anything surprising there. They're just going to try and run it down your throat.
Oregon,
Miami has it.
Oregon is at Stanford. The Cardinal are 10.5-point favorites. I'll ride Stanford. I'll go with my friend Brent Bloom and take the Cardinal.
Yeah, if the kid was back for Oregon, I'd give him a shot. But without that quarterback, Herbert, I'll take Stanford all day. They're just going to run Love right down the pipe.
Last but certainly not least, the Cyclones of Iowa State, after that big upset win over Oklahoma last week, are 20. We took it at 20. The line is now up to like 22.5.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State will win by over 3 touchdowns, so I'll take the Clones.
Really? I've got
Bloom as Kansas.
I know. I'm going to ride with Bloom here.
Okay.
And here's my logic. I don't want to say trap game per se.
But Letdown City, man.
It's not even Letdown City. I'm very confident Iowa State is going to win this game. But I think you go out and you have such hype over such a great win, and you have such a press to recreate what allowed you to beat Oklahoma. And I think there'll be some ups and downs that they couldn't have afforded against Oklahoma to win.
Yeah.
And I think those might happen because they're, you know, people are going to have fallible moments. And I just... You know, 20 is that's a big score. That's a 3-touchdown game there. So Iowa State wins here. I say they win by about 10 to 15.
I'm going to play the 20, and I think that they'll win by 24 or more.
Wow.
Because I think Kansas is worse than Akron. And Iowa State won very comfortably over Akron, and we're all like, man, they played like crap after that game.
I agree with that.
I think we're going to have one of those games where it could be a 10-point game in the third quarter, and then all of a sudden you look and, they're up 31.
Well, yeah, it was like, the hook last week when Iowa played Illinois.
Yeah.
I took Illinois with 18, and you know, everyone was like, what are you thinking? And I looked really smart for 3 quarters.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the fourth quarter happened.
Those bad teams, when the wheel falls off, they just quit.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're mentally done. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, Iowa State here by 2 scores, but I don't know about 3.
All right, there you go. Tim, thanks, man.
No, absolutely a pleasure.
Good luck. Come on out to Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. You can do it all. They got the custom cabinetry.
Custom cabinetry. We're running free hardware promo
right now. Free hardware promo?
Yep. Come on in and buy your cabinets with us, and we'll take care of your hardware for you right now.
Look at this. All right. Back with more of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show after this here on 1460 KXNO.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area. We're on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money as it has for families over the course of 3 decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
Hey guys, it's Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and being the fact that I am from rural Southwest Iowa, I really do take a lot of pride in promoting small town ag companies, and that's exactly what J&S Acres Trucking is. My friend Joel, a diehard Cyclone Fanatic, is your go-to guy for hauling needs of any kind. If it's farm to market, farm to sale barn, sale barn to farm, J&S Acres Trucking can do it all. Joel is a great guy. You'll love working with him. J&S Acres Trucking works all over the Midwest and is wanting to serve you, your fellow Cyclone Fanatics. Call Joel today, 712-299-9296. Tell him Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rub baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Let's go to the phones now, talk to my friend Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic. He's located up in Ames. These are the doctors who travel with the Cyclones. And Dr. Buck, man, that had to be fun last week. You were with them down in Norman, Oklahoma. How was it?
Well, actually, Dr. Greenwald went down, and I was incredibly sad because I've been with the team for, you know, umpteen years, and, you know, we live and die for a victory like that. But certainly I've been rubbing the shoulders of the guys this week, and there's an aura of confidence, and, you know, just it's incredible to have that type of victory.
Do you notice, you know, after a win like that, I mean, because you've been around after big wins, I mean, is there an extra pep in their step when they get back, like in practice on Sunday night?
There's no question there is, but again, a big coaching job this week to make sure that the coaches get their heads out of the clouds too. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword this week because you bet. I mean, there's extra step, extra energy, extra zip, but. You know, sometimes you get complacent too. But that's why we have a great coaching staff, is to get the boys ready to play. And then the coaches, every one of them did a fantastic job last week getting everyone ready to play.
Yeah, it sure seemed to, like, the, you know, Matt Campbell's approach right after that game was, all right, we're looking forward to next week. He didn't want to talk about the win too much at his press conference on Monday. And, yeah, it certainly seems like he's doing good with that. So you wrote a great blog today. It was fascinating on J.J. Watt. You can read it up at CycloneFanatic.com right now. We tweeted it out and all that good stuff. Man, the J.J. Watt injury, and you went through it and you showed pictures and you showed x-rays and all that stuff. What was crazy to me, Coach, it didn't – I guess when I saw it at first, I didn't think it looked that gruesome, but what happened to that – young man's leg certainly was. How do you describe it?
Well, you know, I couldn't agree more. I've looked at the video, you know, a dozen times, and, you know, there's a certain angled stress on the knee that we've seen players have, you know, many times. Now, JJ's a big guy, and he puts a lot of force to it, but it really didn't look that unusual. So I kind of chalked this up to a real quirkish injury. And, of course, a lot more commonly, you know, we'll see knee and ligament injuries. And this week in high school players, I've seen 3 serious ankle injuries with fractures. But this one, because it involves the joint surfaces, is really special. But, you know, to be honest, I usually see it from motorcycle injuries or people falling off their bikes and things like that. But poor JJ, he had a bad injury. It distorted his knee joint. He's been through a big operation, and unfortunately it's going to take him months.
Yeah, that stinks. I was fascinated, Coach, Dr. Buck, that there's a kid from Iowa who tore his ACL in, I want to say, April, and he came back and played last week for the Hawkeyes. Fascinated me. Is it just the technology, or do certain guys just recover from bad injuries better than others? Because, man, that just April to October doesn't seem like a lot of time to me for an ACL tear these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, orthopedists have mixed feelings about stories like that because there's a tremendous amount of press with him getting back. But if he would rupture his ACL, there'll be precious, quiet news about that. And, you know, we've seen plenty of people getting back too soon. In fact, across the country, we're seeing a greater number of re-ruptures of ACL because athletes are getting back too soon. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic with people that seem to, you know, be ready to get back sooner, because Mother Nature is what's going to heal that ACL, not someone's desire. I mean, an athlete can work on their muscles and their training and all that, but the new ligament in the knee is going to heal on its own time. So, you know, my hat off to this guy, and I really hope he gets through the season and obviously worked his tail off to get to where he is now. But all his hard work did not have anything to do with his ligament healing. If he gets through the season, it's because he has remarkable healing capabilities, and that would be just by good luck.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Dr. Buck, I appreciate it. You tell all of your colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy at the McFarland Clinic, that I said hello, and I'm sure I will see you guys on the sideline on Saturday, all right?
I'm really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, thank you. Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic up in Ames. Go check out that piece on J.J. Watt. It's really good. I was super interested in that today. All right, Rob Gray will rejoin me. We'll really look ahead to Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State's big basketball event, Hilton Madness, tomorrow. We'll touch on some recruiting news. All that coming up next here on 1460 KXNO. Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
We're guessing that in the last year, year and a half, you've probably heard something about Charterhouse Real Estate. We know them as an innovative real estate firm focused on putting clients first.
They started with great offers like short 3-month listing contracts and 2 different commission options. But they just topped their already awesome perks with an exclusive home prep package.
When you list at 6%, you'll now get a deep clean of your kitchen and all bathrooms, an exterior power washing of your home, and all of your windows will be cleaned inside and out, including screens.
And that's on top of free moving boxes and supplies delivered to your door, access to a free moving truck, extra marketing, and so much more.
There's no other firm or realtor offering clients anywhere close to what Charterhouse Real Estate is.
Or if you prefer to do it yourself and go perk-free, Charterhouse has a 5% listing plan too.
As you can see from this latest greatest offer, Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more and contact them at charterhouseiowa.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33, and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile needs quality. So savagely. Best beer in all the land. Brewed with a loving hand. From bottle, keg, or can. Exile Brewing. E-X-I-L-E. For me. E-X-I-L-E. Let's drink. Crack open a Ruthie today. Enjoy your exile.
Aaron Lewis. The Sinner Tour. A special evening with the man and his music. Saturday, October 21st, Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Jefferson, Iowa. Reserve seats on sale now at jefferson.wildroseresorts.com. More at aaronlewismusic.com. New album, Sinner, out now.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Closing up shop here from Whiskey River and Ankeny. Thank our sponsor from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Rob Gray rejoins me now. The Cubs are getting ready to throw the first pitch tonight. Good luck, Rob.
I appreciate that. I don't have a good feeling. This whole season has felt like something's missing. So we'll see.
So you calling them to lose? You're picking them to lose?
I have a bad feeling about it. I think logically with Kyle Hendricks going as good as he's been in the postseason, they're going to pull it off. But it doesn't feel like clutch. They had to pull a bunch of them out down in series last year too. So we'll see. And my feelings aren't always correct. I sure hope it's not tonight.
I'm rooting for you guys, and I don't even like the Cubs. But I hate the Expos, and yeah. It's more.
They used to have such sweet uniforms, though.
It's more interesting when you guys are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's certainly a boon to Major League Baseball when the Cubs are good, because it's one of the most popular teams.
Think about a Cubs-Yankees World Series.
That would be
insane.
That would be. Yeah, I'm going to keep that thought in my mind tonight.
That'd be cool. That's what I'm hoping for. Real quick, before we do any more football, the Hilton Madness is tomorrow night up at Iowa State. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it due to some family stuff. But I actually think the most interesting aspect of Hilton Madness tomorrow night is the recruits that they have coming in. Mm-hmm. So they have all the kids who have committed to their 2018 class, all three of those kids. And this young man Horton Tucker from Michigan, who's really good, would probably be that highest rated kid of the class. And he's coming in as well. It's an interesting recruiting strategy. The Horton Tucker kid is coming in on an official, and then all these other commits are coming in on unofficials. Mm. You can see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get all these guys to develop a bond, and hopefully Horton Tucker will make his decision.
Sure.
Pick Iowa State. To me, that's the most interesting aspect of tomorrow night. I think that'll be really interesting to see how that recruitment plays out.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been such, you know, with all apologies to our friend Kirk Holland, there's certainly been momentum.
Yes.
Not after some serious struggles and missing out on a few guys, but – yeah, to get Zion Griffin, to get Condit, to get Tyrese Halliburton, and then to have the opportunity, I think Horton Tucker might be a top 30. Yeah, I might even be high. And I know Michigan State's in on him and some others, you know, but Iowa State was there pretty early on. But, yeah, I mean, it's always a good event, though. I mean, especially I would say for kids and all that, just to see the guys out there. They're going to be debuting these new uniforms maybe. I don't know.
I heard about these new uniforms. Sean Jankowski is very passionate about the uniforms. He was just describing them to us earlier. Sean, hop on here. Tell the audience what these new uniforms look like.
They're pretty sweet. They're red and white. They're the home whites. And then the waistband has Hilton Magic, like an emblem of Hilton.
Oh, cool.
It says Hilton Magic on the waistband.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them yet. I had one quick little glance, but I was on the air, and then I had to drive up here, and I haven't had a chance to really take a close look at them.
Yep.
Okay, so that's tomorrow night. We'll have coverage of that. Are you going up, or is Jared? Jared's going up.
Jared's going to head up for that one.
Jared's covering Hilton Madness for us tomorrow night, so you can—
God bless him.
Yeah, tomorrow night. I hate covering those events. I like going to them.
You're trying to figure out what to write. Well, you have the newness thing,
yeah,
and everything. But then when it's been, you know, the third time,
there's really not news that comes from it. But you have to cover it because it's like the coach is talking, and I think three players are available, and we haven't talked to the players all year, so you got to do something.
Yep.
I love taking Cammy to it and just letting her run around. I'm like, that's fun. I don't like working those events.
Yeah.
Because they're not meant to be covered. They're there for fans.
Yeah.
And that's what the thing is built for. There's no news that comes out of it. All right, Iowa State and Kansas. The lowly Jayhawks are coming to town. And they are bad. They are horrible.
They got owned by the MAC.
I will say this. Do you want me to be complimentary of Kansas? I'll be complimentary of the—
Do it.
Lowly Jayhawks. Those players play for him.
Mm-hmm.
They might suck, but they're not rolling over and dying for anybody.
Yeah.
And that's more than you could say of a lot of these bad Kansas teams. I do feel like they've got some heart and that they will continue to improve. And I like Beatty as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my prediction with Beatty. He's going to get them just to the point where Charlie Strong got Texas, clearly on a different level, but where they're about ready to win, and then they'll can him. And then they'll bring in somebody else.
He's had some time. But like you said, that team does seem to be cohesive. He's brought in, I think, the last recruiting class was quite well-regarded, and I think they're on pace for having another good one.
They're just so young. They're very raw right now.
The guy I was thinking about in the first segment, Khalil Herbert, 503 yards. Four rushing TDs, I think he'll be a load. But again, that line isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Sims, 400 yards, had a 77-yarder, three TDs. Bender's a decent quarterback. They got a few playmakers on defense, but they gave up 42 at Ohio. They got smoked. Not smoked.
Central Michigan.
They gave up quite a bit to Central Michigan. A really, really bad Southeast Missouri team kind of hung with them before falling 33-16, and then we saw what happened in the two Big 12 games. They can generate a little bit of offense, but the defense cannot stop any offense with the pulse. So that's where I think if Iowa State doesn't make big mistakes,
don't you just hand the ball off
28 points at least?
Don't you just hand the ball off to Montgomery like
unless they stop
25 times on Saturday and just let him run and let Mike Worm have some carries? Like don't run Montgomery into the ground. You're gonna need him later on.
Yeah, and I mean include the land ram stuff too.
Might as well.
Even if they load the box, you ought to be able to put up 200 plus rushing yards, maybe 250 plus on Kansas and roll by minimum a three touchdown.
Do you prefer the land ram or the Joel Dozer?
I've always consider both to be on an equal plane that I started to call it the land dozer. Because I wanted to combine the two.
What about the Joel line package?
I like that a lot. Yeah, the Joel line package. It's outstanding.
Yeah. This is where my mind's at these days. I'm done breaking down X's and O's.
But, I mean, I'll be shocked if this is a close game. I mean,
me too. This has got Akron written all over it to me. Where post game is, wow, they didn't play that well. Oh, yeah, they won by 28.
They played okay.
That's how this game's going to go, I would have.
You play at least okay in this game, and you're going to have a comfortable win.
That's pretty much everybody's attitude towards Kansas these days. I hope Beatty turns it around. I'm rooting for him. He's a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the good guys in this business. I hope he can win some. I am not betting on it, but
if you can get buy-in from a group that, even you talk about how Iowa State's been down the last 4 years, but you can get
at least you have fans at your games.
Yeah, from a group that doesn't get that reward.
Did you see that walk, that fan walk that Kansas had last week? It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. There was nobody there. It was just like cheerleaders high-fiving the players. That was it.
That's disastrous.
Thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive for their continued sponsorship of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. That big wrestling event's going on. We'll be back here next week with our big basketball tip-off party. Welcome you to join us. Later.
From the WCI Pools and Spas Studio, this is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com or the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it's Williams from...